Todd. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to today's call on the Who is Review Team Internationalized Registration Data Expert Working Group. We will be going through the draft interim report. On the line, I have Naoki, Dennis, Nishit, Takao, Jody, Sarmart. Did I miss anyone? Okay, so we'll start. I will moderate until Jim comes on. Could the working group open? We will be using the Google Docs today, so we will not be using the Adobe Connect. Is anyone on Adobe Connect? No, there are people on Adobe Connect, but not on this call.
Okay. It looks like everybody on Adobe Connect is on this call. Dennis, Naoki, Nishit, and Sarmad, and
okay.
Takao.
Okay. So let's just use the... Jody, could I... Could you keep an eye on Adobe Connect? If there's someone on Adobe Connect not on this call, you know, refer them to open the Google Doc.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, we can get in sync. Okay, so we'll be going through the Google Doc document. In this revision, I have added executive summary, added appendix, you know, and then revised a few sections based on the input from the working group per our last call. I have been working, I had a chance to talk to Nishit yesterday and Samad to understand their comments better and to see if they're okay, you know, with how I address their comments. So you can see all of those in the comments on the right-hand side. If you click on comments, it will show you all the comments. And then how they are resolved. I noticed Naoki and Dennis also resolved some comments. So you can review those and see, you know, whether you're okay and with resolving those comments, the way it's been handled. So if you have any questions, you know, we can certainly reopen those comments. For now, let's just go over the document. Before we dive into details, I want to get an overall sense from the expert working group. Are people comfortable, you know, with the document, the direction it's going? And then, you know, if you're not comfortable, you know, what area you want to the document to be improved on? That's kind of the overall high-level question. Let me just give the working group like a minute or so to skim through and raise any questions.
Steve, this is Samar. I'd like to make a comment.
Go ahead, Samar.
I guess one small comment, this is something I have not raised before, is that it may still be useful to separate organization and name address information from city and state information. Those may be two different categories. So I'm saying address is one category, and city and state are separate categories. Just because I understand that they could be lumped together in a single category, because their spellings some of the spellings can be very arbitrary. However, perhaps cities and states and provinces, it may be easier to translate or concentrate versus addresses, because within the category, addresses seem to be much more arbitrary than the city names and the state and province names.
Okay. So, Samar, if I understand you correctly, what you're proposing is in the address field for registrar technical and administrative contact, separate out the address field, you know, versus the city, state, and province. Is that right? Separate that into
these
two address. Is that right?
Yes, so address is separate category, and city and state and province are separate category. That's what I'm suggesting.
Okay, so let's park your feedback here, and we'll come back to it. But I want to give a chance for others to raise the some overall comments with the document first. Is that okay with you?
Of course, sure.
Okay. Thank you, Samar. Anyone else? Kind of high-level comments on the document, the direction it's going, anything you are, you know, really not comfortable, you know, with, and any feedback? You're good. Let me quickly do a roll call here. Naoki, any thoughts and feedback on the overall direction and organization of the document?
I did some comments, and my comments already applied, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
So you think are you okay with the overall structure and organization of the document? Or do you have any suggestions on how we might improve them? Okay, let me just give you a minute. Dennis, any thoughts?
No, I'm fine. I think the organization format of the document is fine.
Okay. Nishit?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Takao and Jody? Takao?
This is good.
Jody?
I just had, it doesn't look like we have anything for Section 5, and that was one of my, one of the things I think we need to get in print, I guess, or addressed.
Yes, Section 5, good feedback. Yeah, I tried to add, but I wasn't really able to reach anyone, so I mostly leave it empty, Section 5. Okay, good feedback. And Samar, any other comments you have on the overall organization of the document?
Just a small minor thing. I think the perhaps the working group composition, that can go maybe in an appendix rather than up front.
Working group composition can go into appendix. Okay. That's a suggestion. Okay, good. What do other people think of moving the working group composition into an appendix? I think we've done, that's what we usually do for other reports.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, let me do that. Any objections? Okay, well, let me move that to appendix, and then we can come back, okay? So thank you. The feedback I had here is section 5 needs to be filled out, working group composition to be moved to the appendix, and then Samar raised a question about the city and state category. Okay, that's kind of the overall feedback I get. With that, let's go into comment by comment, so that you know we can go through these and address them. So the first comment is from Dennis. Dennis, you want to explain a bit of your comment here? I think.
Sure, Steve. So the overarching charter of our group is to come out to enable localization, right? So that the end users are able to use their local language to input names, addresses, or whatever information they are asked or requests from a registrar in their local language. So when I read that name, freeform text, I'm okay with that. Limited only by what registrar supports, that seems to me that it's going to be up to the registrar whether they're going to be allowing unrestricted UTF-8 characters and not a subset of it, so that at the end, the end user won't be able to, or they are going to be able to type whatever they need, but there is going to be some sort of disconnect what the user inputs, because they're using a keyboard or whatever, they're able to do that, but in the back end, the information is not saved as it was supposed to be saved. I don't know if I make myself clear. So all I'm saying is that saying that what registrar supports is we're leaving that up to the registrar to support certain specific languages or a specific character set. Should we open that to be unrestricted?
Thank you. I think you explained, at least I understand it perfectly.
Hi, this is Jody. I just have a comment on that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to maintain the queue. Jody, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I guess my question is if this is more of a business requirement, or if what we're saying is that every registrar has to allow a customer to be able to enter in a freeform field with any Unicode or any characters they want, I feel like forcing registrars to do that is more of a business requirement. That I guess I'm just opening that up for discussion too. Is you know, for instance, registrars don't have to allow customers to be able to renew their domain names for 10 years. It's a business decision that they can make whether they want to only support 1-year renewals or 10-year renewals. Requiring them to allow customers to enter Unicode characters in, I'm not sure if that's something we want to force registrars to have to do. I guess I'm just curious on anyone else's comments or opinions on that. I mean, it's like a business differentiation for the registrars. If they want to be international, okay, they can be international, but if they just want to support their language character set, then they could do that. But this is forcing them to require them to support all language sets. And I'm not sure if that's the direction that the working group wanted to go. And I'm just curious on others' opinions.
Thank you, Jody. Anybody else?
This is Herman. I'd like to.
Okay.
This is Herman. I'd like to get in the queue, please.
Okay, Samar, I have you on the line. Anybody else?
No.
Okay, Samar, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, I do agree with the initial comment that we shouldn't openly arbitrarily allow registrar to decide what to support. I also agree with the second comment that registrar should not be bound to support all the possible scripts. However, I think there could be a middle way forward in which we at least say that the registrar should allow the character set from the script for which the, if it's an IBM GTLD, that is being supported. So if the registrar is allowing registration for a Cyrillic domain called TLD, it should support Cyrillic input. If the registrar is allowing Chinese, registering Chinese TLD, it should support input in Chinese, at least that much. Would that is that something which would work?
Thank you, Samar. It's hard to hear you. If I could kind of replay back what you're saying, is to propose a middle ground for internationalized domain names. Allow the registrant to submit internationalized data. Is that the gist of the recommendation?
No. Can you hear me better now?
Go ahead, Tamar.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that even if registrar is not supporting text in all scripts, because that is unreasonable requirement, I think. But the registrar should support at least the script of the TLD the registrar is offering. So if registrar is offering Cyrillic domains, then registrar should allow Arabic or Cyrillic input.
Hi, this is Nishit. Can I come in?
Thank you, Samarth. Got it? Okay. Nishit, go ahead.
So let us suppose if I'm going to register a Chinese domain name under Chinese TLD. So does it mean that I'm not allowed to put my address field in my local language? I mean, if I'm interested in putting the address field in Devanagari, let's say, so I'm not allowed for that because the registrar is only supporting Chinese TLD.
Thank you, Nishit. Anybody else?
And this is Takao.
Takao, go ahead.
Let me just reiterate what Jody mentioned. So what it is really like it should really have to, for instance, GoDaddy to say that determine what we want to support because the and then also I understood the idea of IDN support versus the others, but I mean even in terms of IDN support, we do support Cyrillic. We can let our customers register Cyrillic domain, but it doesn't mean that we are allowing them to enter their addresses in Cyrillic or anything. And then that seems again, I'm with Jody on this. It should be really like a business decision. Like we want to support those, but it costs. And then how we're gonna how much we're gonna do? It seems like it should really have to. After each one of us to determine, and then we like to support that brings more business, but if this becomes the enforcement, it does. I guess we are not comfortable with that.
Thank you. Anybody else I have not heard from? Naoki, any thoughts from you on this subject?
I have no comment right now.
Okay. All right. So this will be a, I personally think this will be a very important, a major issue. A point of, seems a point of contention and disagreement. Does the working group have any thoughts on a way forward? So what I'm hearing, let me quickly summarize the discussion here. What I'm hearing, a couple of different opinions. The on one side is the goal of the working group is to enable localization. Therefore, it would to adopt a more inclusive approach in terms of letting users submit localized data. And this is also one of the principles that we have articulated, that users should not be unduly burdened to submit something in a language they do not know or recognize. So that's one argument. On the other hand, the argument that forcing this is a registrar business decision. A registrar should make that determination, and forcing registrars to support doesn't seem the right direction to go. Then there are a kind of a middle ground being proposed, that recognizing the tension, that one way forward is for a particular IDN, for example, a Cyrillic or IDN or an Arab IDN, allow localized data to be, localized registration data to be submitted in Cyrillic or Arabic. So those are kind of the different continuum of viewpoints I heard expressed here.
I just have another comment for that, and I'm not sure, just on what I believe Sarmad said about supporting the IDN. I think that might be a good middle ground. Is it all right to speak, I guess? I'm sorry.
No. Let me quickly finish.
Okay.
So I would really encourage the work party to debate, deliberate, and really think about ways forward. So with that, Jody, go ahead.
I think that what Sarmad had is a good idea. I'm not sure if it's the best place to put it in a working group. I'm wondering if that's more of a registry decision to make that call to require registrars to allow registrants to enter in Arabic languages for an Arabic TLD or for a Chinese TLD, being able to enter in Chinese characters on their website. It seems like that would be more of a registry requirement that would be in the RRAs that the registrar sign. I'm just curious on what Sarmad's opinion of that is, or just out of curiosity, I guess.
Okay, so I think I'm not thinking about this from a registry view, but I'm thinking about this from the user or registrant point of view. And I'm saying that if somebody is registering for a particular script-based IDN, one can assume that the person would have knowledge of that script, but one cannot assume much more than that. And that is why I'm suggesting what I'm suggesting. As far as the registry requirement is concerned, then if there is a different requirement that is something then the registrar and the registry need to, in a way, find a way to resolve. And if that means that the registry needs to translate or transform that information, maybe that's a requirement that the registrar will have to fulfill to submit the data in the right format to the registry.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, what I'm saying is that if the registry is requiring data in Latin script, for whatever reason, against a Cyrillic domain name, then registrar collects the data in Cyrillic from the user, assuming that user obviously would only know Cyrillic, and then transforms the data in Latin and submits to the registry.
Thank you, Samar. Okay, this is good. I think this is almost the first time the working group kind of disagrees on things, which is which is extremely healthy, actually, because this is a very important issue.
Say, Steve, I just have one more comment. This is Jody. I guess taking this a little bit further, if this is a proposed requirement that all registrars have to do this, where would this type of thing stop, I guess, is what I'm wondering. Is because would now registrars be required to translate their websites into the several different languages? Because, I mean, could you see that happening also? I guess I just see this as a business decision. For instance, GoDaddy doesn't translate the website into thousands of different languages. It's only picked a few, and so I see that as a business decision. So, requiring registrars to support the entry of these different labels, I think is in different scripts is a little heavy-handed, I guess. Like I said, it should be a business decision, and that will be my last comment on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Jody. Noted. Any other comments? Okay. Let me think. Any suggestions on how to move forward?
Steve, thank you very much. I'd like to comment.
Go ahead.
Just a suggestion about how to move forward. I think it would be, as a starting point, I think it would be very good if you can document all these options. And then once we have the options in front of us, we can start thinking about how to resolve them.
Samant, by options you mean the kind of the pros and cons of the arguments?
No, actually, so one option is to only allow English, one option is to allow all languages, one option is to allow just the language of the IDN, the script of the IDN.
Mm-hmm.
For inputting the data, and there may be other options. So I was, for example, thinking we allow only the scripts which are supported by UN, United Nations, the four scripts. So there could be multiple possibilities. But in any case, I think it's probably a good idea to have those options sort of in the document. And then we can decide, which one eventually we pick, and after discussion, and then we can also document the regions we pick that option.
Okay. Samar, would it be possible for you to list those options on the, kind of put them on the mailing list, describe them, send to the mailing list, and then we can discuss and kind of settle on things? Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments on how we might move forward?
Hey, Steve, Dennis with you.
Dennis, go ahead.
So very good comments. So quick question for you, Steve, first. Should we qualify each of the requirements with is a must or a should? Because I think the way forward could be in this type of data elements that are free from text, the registrar should allow unrestricted characters or UTF characters, but it's a should. So that opens to business decisions whether they want to allow unrestricted set of characters if they, for example, GoDaddy's make, I'm just sorry to pick on GoDaddy, but GoDaddy has most of the customers, I believe most of the customers in the U.S., so it doesn't make good business sense to allow several languages to be allowed in the registration process. But if they decide to go international and they want to provide a better customer service, I think that's a business, good business decision to allow different languages to be used in the registration information. So if we leave it as a should, registrar should offer or should allow unrestricted set of characters in the registration information, that opens, that leaves that the room for the business decision that I think Jody was mentioning.
Okay, sounds good.
That's it.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion very much. Jody, any thoughts on this, on Dennis' proposal?
I like it because it what it does is it says that this is what the working group's feeling is or opinion, but it allows the separate registrars to make their own business decisions on whether to support it or not without requiring them to support it.
Okay.
I like it.
You like it. Okay. Any objections to this? So let me see, how will I change this to? So I would change to registrars should allow localized data be inputted by the user. Is that the temperature? Is that the sense of the working group? So while you can see it, let me just put it down here. Registrars should localized data be provided by the registrar. Is that the sense? Are people okay with that text? Registrars should allow localized data be provided by registrants. I input that on page, on the second page. I put that in a, color.
Hi, Steve, this is Jody.
Go ahead, Jody.
Just want to make sure that the definition of should means that it is highly recommended that they do it, but not required.
Yes. So what we need to do is the here use of should to comply with the... in the beginning, we need to have a section, must, should, to explain those requirement levels, right? A must is must do it. A should is, you should do it, but there are circumstances where you can make a decision, deviate from this. Right? That's kind of the way to indicate requirements. Is that okay with you, Jody?
This is Samart. I'd like to get in the queue as well.
Okay, Samart. Let me wait to hear Jody first. Jody?
Should it be may, I guess?
Okay.
Just asking the group, Takao has just sent me, I think in the RFCs we define should not, and may.
Right.
And I'm just wondering what the group thinks of may or should. Which one would we prefer?
What would you prefer?
Thinking.
Okay, let me give you time to think, because there are, we need to be mindful of the fact, you know, both, you know, this has implications for registrar and registry operations. In the same time, you know, the community we are serving, you know, is becoming more and more international, so it's kind of balancing the two demands in mind. But let me wait to hear others.
Dennis, for the queue.
So before we go, I have Samart, and then Dennis. Anybody else wants to be on the queue?
Takao.
Hey, anybody else? Okay, Samart, go ahead.
Steve, I have a different comment. So if somebody else wants to comment on this particular thing, I can just go to the end of the queue and come back.
Okay, go ahead. Dennis?
Yes. So it's the difference between the should and may. So the should looks like that it's a recommended, like you say, a highly recommended requirement. So that puts that closer to our objective of the charter of our group. The may is an optional requirement, and it's closer to what the business wants. So let me just read through those definitions. So the should is these were or the objective recommended. It means that there may exist valid reasons in particular circumstances to ignore a particular item, but the full implications must be understood and carefully weighed before choosing a different course. On the may side, it says this is optional, mean that an item is truly optional. One vendor may choose to include the item because a particular marketplace requires it, or because the vendor feels that it enhances the product, while another vendor may omit the same item. So in this case, I think may applies to what we are trying to achieve, although if we want to be closer to the objective, it can be a should, and I think registrars that there are reasonable reasons to not to implement because of the business decisions.
Thank you, Dennis. Takao?
He just said everything I wanted to say, too.
Good. Anybody else? I want to hear a bit from Nishit and Naoki. Nishit, any thoughts on this? No?
I don't have any suggestions on that.
Okay, so do you think it should be a should or a may?
I think should, since like Dennis said, that should give it's more close to what registrar, what we mean to say over here. So should looks fine over here.
Okay, Naoki?
I don't have a strong opinion here, thanks.
Okay, so Naoki is fine. Jody, any thoughts?
I think I agree with what Dennis has said, that the purpose of the working group is to recommend what users should be allowed to do. And I believe that I'm fine with should being the optimum word here, as long as registrars can still make a business decision on whether to support it or not.
Okay. So it seems that we are in agreement, or am I being too optimistic here? So
we are?
Okay. So here's what I'll do. I think I will glean from the transcript this discussion and put it in the discussion section for this data element. So this would indicate how do we come here. Does that work for people?
It works.
Okay, sounds good. Well, that's a very good discussion. So Samar, you said you have another point on this before we move forward?
Yes, thank you, Steve. I actually had a separate, just thinking about different options. I was questioning ourselves whether this is, actually this decision is in our scope, or is our scope just limited to making this field internationalized in a way that all options are possible, and let the GNSO PDP actually decide which level should actually be implemented through the policy.
Are you suggesting? I didn't get what you're suggesting, Samar. So you're questioning whether it's in our scope to determine? Is that?
So it is in our scope to, in a way, recommend that this field should be internationalized and how it should be internationalized.
Right.
Recommending that it should be internationalized in one language or five languages, or it should be internationalized or should not be internationalized, I am just asking if whether that is really in our scope or is that a PDP process? And should be done by this other group which is working on the on consultation stuff.
Yeah, I think the working group can make recommendations, right? And those recommendations need to be viewed and debated by the community, including the GNSO and the board,
mm-hmm.
right? So we're here to provide ideas. If we are not here to decide, I mean, they could simply overrule us. I mean, it's within the scope of
me. Follow-up comment on that.
Yeah. Okay, but I do...
Just a follow-up comment on that.
Go ahead.
And that is that if that is really the case, then we should probably have another column in this table.
Okay.
And the proposed requirement column should directly be addressing the internationalization requirements.
Uh-huh.
And then there should probably be a recommendation column which tells us how to probably fill in those internationalization fields.
I'm sorry, the extra column would...
So we need a separate column for recommendations and not probably put them in the same column as proposed the requirement.
So what would that recommendation column say?
This discussion which we are having, that registrars should allow localized data data be provided by the registrar. So that's a recommendation. The proposed requirement obviously is that this field be internationalized to support different scripts.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems to what you're suggesting is a extra column called requirement level. And there you should say should, must, you know, per element, whether it's a should or must. Is that more or less?
Right. No, actually, what I'm saying is that the requirement is more on the framework, and if we are going to talk about anything which relates to the content, that should be separated from the framework.
Okay, difficult to hear. Could anyone summarize some arts?
Okay,
point, it's hard to hear. So you're saying a requirement is a framework, and recommendation is?
Our current recommendation is not on the framework, but on the content which goes inside the framework.
Okay. Then what is that framework?
Framework is that this will be internationalized to support all scripts. And then the business case comes in whether a registrar should allow a particular script or a set of scripts and so on. And that's something which is probably the eventually PDP process. And we can say that registrar should or something, but that's a recommendation about the content, not about the internationalization status.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So what I'm saying is that we need to separate, in a way, we are saying two different things. We are saying that this field needs to be internationalized, and then we are also saying that it needs, after internationalization, it needs to be localized in certain ways. And I'm saying that the internationalization part and the localization part need to be separated out.
Okay. I'm trying to parse how to do this. Can you make some? Can you provide the group with a proposal? Because I'm not confident just from this conversation I can reproduce what you said. If you could come with a proposal, then it would be much easier for me and the working group to understand. Is that okay with you, Samar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sure. I will follow up on email.
Sure, please do. So let's go down to, let me see, we are almost running out of time, so there needs to be a point of order here. What's the working group's feeling? We need to, in order to meet the deadline for Singapore, to be discussed in Singapore, to gather additional feedback, we need to have the document published early next week, Monday or Tuesday next week. Does the working group, so the options are we just, you know, continue to hammer it and do not release the document, that this will not be discussed in Singapore. So that's one option. The second option is we will try to release a document by Singapore, but we probably need at least one more teleconference call to hammer out the remaining sets of comments. What are people's thoughts on this?
This is Jody, Steve.
Go ahead.
Would anybody be interested in meeting maybe on Friday in order to try to resolve it or to get through? I know we only got through one comment today, and we didn't get through the rest yet. Is it important enough to get it out before Singapore for comments?
Yep, that's a good question. I mean, I would defer to the really defer to the working group on that. I think from a staff perspective, seeing where this comment is, I think it would be beneficial to have the community to provide feedback. So when this goes out, it will go out for public comment, and therefore you have the community's feedback, you know, together when we do the second version of this document. So personally, I think it would be beneficial. But it's really a working group decision whether, you know, you think it's ready enough or you want to release it. So. Any other thoughts?
Steve, this is Dennis.
Okay. Go ahead, Dennis.
When you say we would like to have this draft during the Singapore meetings, are you envisioning having a workshop to discuss face-to-face with other folks, or is it just a announcement of publishing this draft into ICANN's website so that everybody can provide feedback?
So there are a combination of the things, Dennis.
Okay.
In general, in order for a document to be discussed in Singapore meeting, like to hold a workshop, you need to have a document in by the publication deadline, right?
Right, and that's what you envision.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, we do the document for public comments, then we'll be receiving comments from the community, and then we also hold a workshop in Singapore where, you know, additional input, you know, at the workshop. So that way you have, like, multiple venues of feedback to the working group.
Got it. Okay. So if that's the case, I leaning towards your second option where we allow us more time to go through the document, polish it out, and play by ear whether we're ready or not to either announce it, publish it during the ICANN meetings, or... Yeah, we'll see where it goes. So I also agree with Jody. If we can meet on Friday to go through more of the comments that we have, I'm open for that too.
Okay. Friday, anybody cannot meet on Friday at the same time? Okay. So this is important. I need to do a roll call. Naoki, can you make it on Friday at the same time?
Okay.
Okay. You can, Dennis?
Yes.
Nishit?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Takao?
Yes.
Jody?
Yes.
Tamar, can you make it Friday at the same time? Mar, are you on mute? Okay, so we might lost Samar. Okay, because it seems everybody can make it pending Samar's feedback. Then let's go ahead and schedule a call on Friday at the same time. And between these times, if the working group can work on these, you know, really review the document and see, you know, really take a critical look at this. And then, you know, we come Friday with, you know, additional points to discuss. Okay? All right. With that, let me call the meeting a close. Operator, could you stop the recording?